hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Special holiday edition as we prepare for the opening of our new broadcast facility. That has been pushed back 1 week just because of the technical issues involved. However, we got a special holiday edition of the show for you this week and a few items that we want to share with you to possibly give the diver on your holiday shopping list. Or if nothing else, don't forget, it's also better to receive than give. I might have that mixed up here, but hey, you know where I'm coming from. And just remember that this is the time to consider giving the gift of scuba. And if you should benefit from that because it's a friend of yours and you want a new dive buddy, well, then so be it. That's what it's about, sharing the joy. So we're going to delve into some of those type of things today. Let's kick it off with some new music, actually, that I have found through some friends of ours in the dive industry. There's a guy in Colorado by the name of Pup Morse. I kid you not, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Pup?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, Greg. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Now, Just a Scuba Cowboy is a new CD that you have put together, Pup. And I know we have some mutual friends in the dive industry. I believe Kamala from singledivers.com. You've been out on a few of her trips, and you've been a diver, and you've been bringing your guitar along, and it just kind of snowballed into putting out a CD here in the last month or so, or what?
That's pretty much what happened. It kind of started with me just dragging my guitar around the Caribbean, which is of course always a wonderful experience, and hanging out with divers who are the best people in the world, and they just started prodding and bugging and said, "Why don't you write some dive songs?" And that was a few years back, and now here we are.
Yeah, well, you know, we have the Scuba Tune CDs that many people have heard on Scuba Radio over the last couple of years. So this is kind of like a new version or your version of some scuba-themed music. And matter of fact, you know, I've already skimmed through the CD. Let's go ahead and pop one on right now. This one's called You're My Chum. How appropriate.
Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side.
That sounds like me.
So I said, Joe.
Maybe it should be Greg. All right, everyone sing.
While you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted you to know that I appreciate you, too. I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. Not just my buddy, you're my chum.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
Oh, you gotta love that. Good stuff, Pup. I like this. Let's see. What's he saying?
Somebody's gotta feed the little fishy.
Well, of course. That's what I've told everybody, and they get all, bent out of shape when, you know, I may have something hanging from my lip there. But, hey, you know, it's just part of the gig, right?
Absolutely.
And you've written a song about it. You're My Chum. It's on Just a Scuba Cowboy, justascubacowboy.com. It is good stuff. So these songs, obviously inspired by your personal dive experiences. Is there a real Joe, by the way, or was that kind of like a conglomeration of dive buddies like myself?
It's a conglomeration, definitely. In fact, my closest friends named Joe, I had to reassure them that it was not indeed written about them.
Yeah, okay.
Don't be afraid to buddy up with Joe, please.
Very nice. Now, what about some of the places you've been to here, Pup? Let's talk about them, because you got some cool songs. We're going to kick out a couple more here, but I know one's about Belize, so is that one of your favorite spots or what?
It is. Had a really, really great time down there, and just a fun place to hang out. Of course, a great place to dive. My favorite thing is to hang out with divers, though, so, and you can understand that, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what Scuba Radio's been, you know, it's built on, is just getting around, sharing a few fishtails with friends, right?
Exactly.
So you just throw your guitar into it and put it to a song. It sounds like. It's like Scuba Radio with music. I don't know. I love the idea of this as well. So how many years was this in the making? Have you been a diver for many years or what?
Actually, no. I've been a wannabe diver for a long time. I literally did used to watch Jacques Cousteau all the time and dreamed about it, but I just never lived close enough to the ocean or bumped into anybody till about 5 years ago. And ever since then, it's been a wonderful ride. And I, like I said, I can't say enough about the diving community. What a great bunch of people.
Yeah, absolutely. So Belize, obviously, on your list. Matter of fact, you know, let's play that song right now.
Well, I'm heading to Belize, baby. Got me floating on the breeze, baby. Having some fun in the Caribbean sun. Just as natural as it please, baby. Well, I'm heading to Belize, baby. Back to gear and grab the keys, baby.
Yeah, it's Pup Moore's JustaScubaCowboy.com. Of course, that is called Heading to Belize. Obviously, one of Pup's favorite dive spots. Where else have you been there, Pup?
Mostly in the warm water. I just love that warm water, that feel of the islands. Barbados, Curacao, Bonaire.
All right, so here's the song title for you. How about Warm Water Wuss?
All right. I like that one. Can I use that?
Yes, feel
free.
I'll
give you credit on the next album, I promise.
Okay, you got it, because that's what I am, for sure. I can definitely relate. I mean, I got tons of inspirational ideas for you. I just don't have the talent. You hear what I'm saying there, Pup?
I do understand exactly what you mean.
Yeah, so feel free to take as many ideas from the show as you want and put them to song. That would be very, very cool. So you've done a lot of warm water Caribbean-type diving, I guess, then, huh?
Yep.
So what about Pacific? Have you been, you know, we just got back from Australia.
I have not as of yet. That will be my next big excursion. I'm actually heading out to the West Coast here, Seattle, in April for one of the big dive shows. And I'll probably try a little bit of cold water even. So.
Very good. Now, what are you doing? Are you actually touring to support this CD? Didn't you tell me that when we set this up earlier this week? Or what?
Yes. Basically, I probably will be going down to Florida for about 3 or 4 weeks later on this spring, or this winter, rather, in a January, February kind of time frame. And then I'm just kind of going to feel it out from there and see what areas that would work best in. And, of course, I'm always trying to play in the Caribbean whenever I can get a chance to.
Very nice. Now, I know, you know, I like I said, I'm a frustrated musician. Myself, I do a few songs. Matter of fact, I may play a couple Christmas ditties that I had something to do with on today's show. But obviously, very little talent is involved with what I do. Much different from what you have done with your CD here. Now, I will tell you, though, that the reason I do, you know, back in the day when I did try to, you know, play music and stuff, it was really to, you know, impress the chicks. And, you know, if you add diving into it, it was to get free diving. Does that kind of apply to what you're working here?
It definitely helps in that particular situation. There's nothing wrong, I've noticed, with being the only guy on the beach with a guitar, really.
Yeah, it works.
Not a bad situation to be in.
Well, I like the angle of this next song. Let's check this one out.
Let's do some buddy breathing for no other reason. I just want to be real close to you.
Oh, I like this angle.
We could learn to share with each other's air. Maybe even steal a kiss or two.
I might have to hook you up with one of our mermaids here, Pop.
Maybe even steal. So too.
Yeah, way to work it. You know, he's got the guitar, he's got the scuba angle, And now it looks like he's getting the chicks, the way that song goes, Buddy Breathing. I love the ideas here, you know, that you have here on Just a Scuba Cowboy. It is good stuff. How long did it take you to write all this stuff? Was this like from, you know, inspired from one liveaboard dive trip you were on, or just years of inspiration?
Well, the first album is always kind of years, simply because it's a culmination of what you think are your best efforts. So some of those songs, you know, were written 4 or 5 years ago. Some of them were sparked from a phone call that someone actually called me a scuba cowboy the first time, which is where I came up with that.
Yeah.
You're My Chum has been sitting in my brain for 3 years. You know, I had the title and sat down in the last probably 5 days of production on the album and wrote the whole song in 15 minutes. Sometimes it just comes like that. It changes back and forth. You know, you have it kind of brewing in there, and you've got all these wonderful memories of people and what have you, and then all of a sudden this story unfolds, and you just put it to paper.
Good deal. Well, the CD is Just a Scuba Cowboy by Pup Morrison, and Pup, it's P-U-P, and I guess we need to explain that, or can we? I mean, what is the deal?
Oh, absolutely.
With the
There's a story behind that as well.
Yeah, because I see you have, like, a dog logo type thing, obviously, related to the pup, I'm guessing, but what's
right.
the door? What's the story there?
Well, actually, again, on another dive trip down in Cozumel, there was, I won't get into names and places too much, but it was there was basically a couple of gals and a couple of guys hanging around a few extra days on a trip, and I was the last one walking into the breakfast table at the little cafe that morning, and one of the gals asked the other guy that I was with, "Hey, where's the young pup?" And that was kind of it. It stuck from that day on. They all thought about it, and Gar, my good friend Gar Sanders, started calling me Pup, and he said, "You know, that's about the best nickname I've ever heard for you, because you're about as friendly as a little puppy dog. You go wander around the island with your tail wagging, and you meet people, everybody virtually on the island, and just so friendly, and every once in a while I get into a little trouble." So that's kind of where that whole nickname came from.
All right, fair enough. Well, it's good stuff indeed. Scuba-themed music that you can purchase for the diver on your list for the holidays. It doesn't get much better than that. And Pup, I don't know, we're going to have to sync up at a dive show or maybe one of our dive trips here in 2009 and have you come on board and play and entertain the folks. That's what you like to do, I'm guessing, right?
That's what I love to do, Greg. I would absolutely love that.
Okay, well, we'll see about making that happen. And once again, if you want to check out a CD, just go to justascubacowboy.com, and you can order it right there online. Or can you download it on iTunes and stuff too, Pup, or what?
Yes, you can. And you can download it as well on that site.
Oh, okay. So go to the website or just do a search on Pup Morse, I guess, on iTunes, and you can find the songs there, right?
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, Pup, thanks for checking in, and enjoy the holidays. And if you write any more songs or you need some more inspiration, just keep listening. I'm sure we'll come up with some more here by the end of the hour.
I'm counting on it, Greg. I always do. I really love your show, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be on here.
Well,
have a wonderful holiday season as well.
Brown nosing will get you everywhere, my friend. He obviously has listened before. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right, sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments.
All right, well, you know, we aim to please here at Scuba Radio, especially during the holiday season. This one's going out to Ed, who emailed me this week, said, "Please don't forget to play the special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song that you seem to pull out of the crevices of the Scuba Radio archives. I look forward to that every year." So, Ed, there you go, and I apologize to everyone else, because I don't know. It's a little twisted, but hey, what's Christmas? What's the holidays without a little fun mixed in? That's what we aim to do here at Scuba Radio. Now, we're going to talk about things to get the scuba diver on your list, or maybe, you know, you can sneak in a couple things for yourself that you can slip under the tree as you so desire. However, you know, there. Before we get into that, I got to talk to Mermaid Angela because, you know, the tension is in the air. I don't know if it's holiday stress, but I've gotten this kind of vibe from Angela the last few weeks that she hasn't been real happy with me since our trip to Australia. So I got her on the line. How you doing, Angela?
Good, Greg. How you doing?
I'm all right. Now, are you okay? Is everything fine with you? Because, you know, I got back from Australia, and I'm telling everybody about all this cool diving and stuff, and I don't know. I get this vibe that you're looking at me like, you son of a, you know, I don't know. Explain.
Well, Greg, I'm just feeling a little left out. The whole Australia thing, you know, that's on my list, and I want to go, and I wasn't able to go with you, so we're going to have to make another trip back because I need to do it.
All right. So, you did tell me when I got back, said, you know, Australia was like in my top, you know, three places in the world that I've wanted to go my entire life. And you went and you didn't even take me. So you're saying that we have to go back and I have to take you, or we have to work it out so you can go to just make amends.
Yes, I must. I have to. And it's actually in my top number one.
it is your number one place.
Yes.
And it's been that way for years, I'm guessing.
Yes, yes. So I need to go. We need to do the diving thing. I would love to do the dinner that you were talking about with the lions and hot air ballooning or whatever they have to offer. It was just, your trip sounded amazing, and I need to go check it out.
Yeah, you haven't even seen the video yet, and trust me, once you see that, you're going to really hate me.
Yeah, I'm trying.
But I'm working on that. I'm not working on, you know, you hating me. But I'm working on the video, and we do hope to have that posted up at scubaradio.com this next week. It's been a little crazy with the studio change that we're going through and new facility and everything, so we're a little bit behind schedule. But I'll see about making that happen. I know that at least initial, you know, the initial reaction to the folks in Australia, it appears they do want us to come back. And they did say, if I came back, I better bring some mermaids. They weren't very happy that I didn't bring them this time. You hear what I'm saying, Angela? Does that make you feel any better?
No, that makes me feel great, and I'm glad you didn't mess it up for the rest of us.
Okay.
So I'll go back.
That's really what you were worried about, isn't it? You thought, if I go over there on my own, they'll never have them back, and I won't. My opportunity to go over there will be ruined. But no,
yes.
that doesn't appear to be the case at the moment. If you don't remember what Angela is talking about, just look back a couple weeks ago, and you can listen to the two broadcasts that we did from Down Under. They were quite fun. And we are planning to go back in 2009 sometime if we can work that out. And, of course, we'll share the details with you here over the next few weeks on the big show. Now, Angela, what about the things that you want for the holiday? I know that you are an open water diver, right?
Yes.
And you are obviously an accomplished free diver because of your mermaiding skills. Do you have any aspirations to become an advanced open water or rescue diver, even dive master like myself?
Well, yeah, I do want to do the rescue diver. I have to take my little steps to get up that way. But Mermaid Nikki just got her certification to be a teacher and instructor, so hopefully she can help me out, and then I'll just keep on going up the ladder here. Maybe one day I will be the dive master.
Yes, well, I can see that happening. But you just mentioned something. Yeah, Mermaid Nikki just got her instructor certification. So are you saying you would rather have her teach you as opposed to me?
Well,
because, you know, I'm a dive instructor, too.
I know. Well, she's my good friend, so, no, I don't know, yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter,
you,
really.
You know, we got to give her business, you know.
Oh, okay.
She's got to get her name out there and, you know, have her little classes, so.
All right, way to let me down easy, Angela. Way to let me easy.
Well, let's see how this Australia trip works out.
Okay.
We'll take it from there.
That's the game you're going to play. All right. It's all about negotiation with these mermaids, evidently.
Exactly.
All right, good enough. All right, we got more holiday gift-giving ideas for you, for the diver on your list, and for yourself, coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, special holiday edition of the big show as we try to uncover some cool gift-giving ideas for the holiday season for you or the diver on your list. Now, on the phone with me right now is someone who got a Christmas present a little bit early this year from our friends at Explorer Ventures. Her name is Corinne. She's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Corinne?
Hi, Greg. I'm good. How about you?
I am fine. Now, you entered a contest with Explorer Ventures where they asked people to submit photos and stories about their experience on a liveaboard. And what happened, Corinne?
Well, I decided to enter a story about our first ever trip on a liveaboard dive boat, which was with Explorer Ventures back in February on their Bahamas trip.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I think you can find her winning entry. It's titled, You Never Forgot... or never forget your first time in the news section at ExplorerVentures.com. But you entered, you wrote a little story about your first time diving, which happened to be, what, on the Caribbean Explorer 1?
Yeah, that's right. It was before they decommissioned it back in February. It was our first ever liveaboard trip.
Yes. Yeah, we had we're on one of the last trips before they, sent it out for service or decommissioned it, as you said. But it was cool because I read through your story and I'm like, hey, wait a minute. We did that. You know, we came across Oscar, and I know you mentioned Oscar the Grouper on scubaradio.com. You can actually see Oscar the Groper, as we called him, because he had a little issue with one of our mermaids. But that's a whole nother story. You hear what I'm saying, Corinne?
Yeah.
That would be for another letter, trust me.
Okay.
But this was your first experience diving, period, or what?
No, we had gotten certified the year before in Roatan.
Nice.
And we decided to try a liveaboard, see what it was like. We were a little bit uncertain what it would be like being stuck on a boat, per se, for a full week, but we really loved it.
Yeah, I obviously did, and it's paid off for big time. But this little contest they had, never forget the first time. We're going to talk about it more next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and I mean her diving thing, not, first time. You know what I'm saying.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
I'm Frosty.
But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back.
Don't you get all slushy too?
Come on!
Hurry now!
Don't get frosty. Go, 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 go,
Yeah, Frosty the Snowman. I don't know if Corinne's ever come across him on her dive travels, but maybe that'd be, you know, you might run into Frosty the Snowman, you know, this time of year when you're out on a liveaboard with Explore Adventures. It's possible, right, Corinne?
It's possible, I'm sure.
Yeah, something to add to the list at the bare minimum. But Corinne wrote this report. It's called You Never Forget Your First Time. Diving, of course, and she actually won a little contest with Explore Ventures here a couple weeks ago for this. What did you get, by the way, Corinne? It was a credit for a future liveaboard trip? Is that what it was?
That's right. It was a $500 credit towards our next trip with Explore Ventures.
Nice. So Christmas came early for you, it sounds like.
It did, yes.
Absolutely. Now, you talked about Oscar the Grouper, or Groper, as I mentioned from our video at scubaradio.com. But what else stood out in your mind from that trip? You said you'd gotten certified before, and this was a week-long adventure of diving throughout the Bahamas chain, right?
Right, through the Great Exumas, I think, Long Island, Conception Island,
You're out there. You're out there in the middle of nowhere. It's pretty cool in the evening. Did you find that to be the case as well?
Well, we always anchored off a different one of the islands, so
right.
We weren't too far out there. You could always see land, although we did some passages.
Yeah, but there were no lights. So, like, you're anchored off the coast of Conception Island, which is, like, uninhabited, right?
And
I just love that, just hanging out on the top deck and doing a little stargazing.
Yeah, the views were pretty spectacular at night.
Absolutely. So, Oscar, you saw him. Any other critters stood out on your list there?
Sure. We seen some wild hammerhead sharks and reef sharks that weren't baited. You know, they were out there swimming off in the blue. That was pretty exciting for us.
Yeah, how did you feel about that, being your first time out there doing this kind of thing? Were you a little nervous about the shark sighting stuff, or were you already over that?
Well, we actually did a shark dive in Roatan.
Oh, okay, when you did your checkouts?
It was exciting. You know, it gets your heart pumping, but it was really great to see them in the wild where, you know, they're not coming to see you because you might have some food. They just might be curious, so that
right.
was pretty amazing.
It's totally on their terms. It's kind of interesting to see how their behavior is. And it is. It's kind of more of a curious type of thing. Like they come in like, what is that over there? That doesn't look like a shark or a fish.
And
okay.
I think as soon as we saw the hammerhead shark, he saw us and he took off pretty quickly. But
yeah, they're a little skittish. For sure.
But it was still pretty amazing just to see his silhouette.
Definitely. That's definitely one of the things that's kind of tough to explain to people that don't dive, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah. Now, what are you doing for the holidays? Are you giving the gift of scuba? Are you sharing the joy as you should?
Well, I think my dive partner has everything he could ever possibly want, but I don't know what I would possibly get him.
Well, okay. There's always stuff. We got new music we talked about earlier on the show. You could take him on a trip there, though, right?
Well, we are actually going on a trip in January, so it'll be a late Christmas present.
Okay, so he's benefiting from this little credit as well, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay,
yes. Well, he
enough.
Actually won one of the photo prizes.
Oh!
He also got a smaller credit towards Nitrox.
You guys worked the system and came out on top, it sounds like.
That's great. Yeah.
You got to love that. All right. Well, Corinne, thanks for checking in. Once again, if you want to check out our little report about the never forgetting your first time diving, just go to exploreventures.com and click on the news drop down menu. You'll find it right there.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explore Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explore Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explore Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 112. Despite what you may have seen online, the classic whaling cry, "Thar she blows," has nothing to do with mermaids.
My mistake!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. We have Jeff Myers in the studio, who is the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's the order of the day, Jeff?
Oxygen, Greg.
An interesting choice.
I hope so. It occurred to me on the way over that we spend a lot of time advocating the use of emergency oxygen and encouraging divers to make sure it's on hand. More and more divers are taking that advice and purchasing their own units, so I thought it might be a good idea to spend some time talking about how to choose an oxygen unit that's right for you.
Sounds like time well spent to me. What's the first thing divers need to know?
Well, the first thing to know is what components are essential to an oxygen unit. Like any other kit, there are ranges available from basic to chock full of bells and whistles, but there are a few standards every unit should contain.
Starting with an oxygen tank, I would imagine.
Wouldn't be much good without it. Every unit should have a dedicated oxygen cylinder, cleaned specifically for that purpose and filled with medical-grade oxygen.
No filling it in the garage, then?
No. And it's important that the cylinder be clearly marked as oxygen and used only for oxygen. In fact, some countries have standard color codes for easy identification.
Given what I've seen around the dive sites and boats, I'm guessing the U.S. is green.
You got it. That's not necessarily to say that the whole tank is green, but there should be green within the color combination to designate it as an oxygen cylinder.
So I imagine if you're traveling outside the U.S., it's a good idea to familiarize yourself with your destination's color code.
That's a great point and good advice.
So I'm thinking another key component is a regulator?
Yep. The oxygen does good only if it leaves the tank.
Well, what do we need to know?
Well, the regulator in an oxygen unit performs the same function as any other regulator. Its job is to reduce the cylinder pressure to compatible working pressure. When it comes to oxygen delivery, there are three basic choices in regulators: constant flow, demand, and multifunction.
Well, what's the difference?
A constant flow regulator is pretty self-explanatory. It delivers the oxygen in a constant, unbroken stream, regardless of what rate the recipient breathes. The demand regulator functions like a standard scuba regulator. It delivers the oxygen only when the demand valve is activated.
You mean when the diver breathes?
Yep.
And the multifunction regulator?
That's the best of both worlds. It combines the features of the constant flow and demand regulators. It gives you options and allows you to provide oxygen in whatever manner best fits the situation. It's also the option that gives you the ability to provide 100% oxygen to more than one diver, and it works with a multitude of masks.
Multifunction regulators are what's included with the Dan oxygen units, right?
Yeah, they're our preference. We chose multifunction regulators for our kits because we wanted to provide the option that served as many divers and as many situations as possible. But whichever way you go, just make sure your regulator is suited specifically to oxygen cylinders and includes a flow valve that allows you to set and adjust the oxygen flow.
You mentioned masks before. Are they considered a key component?
Sure. Masks are important. They play a role in determining how much oxygen is delivered. An oronasal mask can deliver up to 100% oxygen if you use it with a demand valve, while constant flow masks may deliver somewhere between 35 and 75%. When you're choosing an oxygen unit to have in case of emergency, consider one that contains more than one kind of mask to ensure you've got what you need for any given situation.
More than one mask also means you're prepared to assist more than one diver, too.
Another good point.
Is there anything else that's considered crucial?
Well, obviously, you'll need to ensure you have a hose as part of the delivery system.
Well, obviously. So let's assume that we're looking at a variety of kits, all of which have the necessary key components. How do you know which one to choose? I mean, they come in a variety of shapes and sizes, don't they?
Yes, they do. But there are a few questions that will guide you to the choice that's right for you.
Such as?
Such as, How far are you from EMS? Many emergency response teams do have oxygen equipment, but you'll need to provide the supply until you can reach them. Are you 10 minutes away, an hour, two? If you know the answer to that question, you can answer what size cylinder you'll need the unit to contain.
How much time can a cylinder cover?
That depends on the size of the cylinder and the way the oxygen is delivered. For example, the M9 cylinder found in our smaller unit delivers an average of 20 minutes, whereas the Jumbo D in the larger ones averages 40 minutes to an hour. Of course, how long any given cylinder lasts depends on whether the oxygen is delivered as a constant flow or with a demand valve, and how comfortable or agitated the diver is.
Well, I'm guessing the demand approach lasts longer?
Sure. It's no different than a standard scuba tank. If you just open the valve and let the air flow out, it's not going to last as long as it does when the air is released only on demand. So naturally, if you have a diver that is able to breathe oxygen on a demand valve, the supply of oxygen will last longer than a constant flow.
Well, what else do you need to consider?
How many divers will be dependent on the unit? Do you need to be prepared to deliver oxygen to more than one diver at a time? If so, you need to make sure you have a system in place that can accomplish that.
What about the case that contains the unit?
You definitely need to consider that. Will your case be exposed to the elements? Will it need to be protected from movement and the abuse it might take on a dive site? Does it need to be waterproof or simply water resistant? You want to ensure your oxygen unit is sufficiently protected so that its contents will be ready to go in the event you need them.
Anything else?
Just one more thing. Will you be traveling with your oxygen unit? Will you have to worry about airline restrictions on cylinders with attached valves?
And if the answer is yes, and the airlines won't let me travel with it?
There are actually oxygen units available without cylinders.
But you said the cylinder is the key component.
And it is, but in the case of traveling, the cylinder is a component you may have to meet on site, since you can't fly with sealed cylinders, and you can't remove an oxygen valve without having to have the tank cleaned prior to filling it. The travel version of the oxygen unit contains all the components except the cylinder, so you can travel with everything you need. A cylinder-free unit simply requires the extra preparation of ensuring the cylinder will be waiting for you when you arrive. And of course, you'll want to make sure your travel kit is compatible with the waiting cylinder. So make sure you have any adapters you'll need, especially if you're traveling to a foreign country.
Now, is there any other scenario where you might purchase an oxygen unit without a cylinder?
Only if your unit will be used with a non-portable or fixed cylinder. Those are generally used for remote situations. So unless that's the case or you're traveling by air, you're going to want to ensure your oxygen unit includes a cylinder.
Sounds like we've got all the information we need to make a smart purchasing decision. Is there anything else we need to know?
Just one thing. Oxygen units are sold with empty cylinders, and you will need to provide proof of training in order to get it filled. So make sure to include the completion of an oxygen provider course as part of your purchase plan.
Dan has an oxygen course, doesn't it?
Yeah, we can help with that.
The world is going green these days, but when it comes to diving, green means oxygen. And having oxygen on hand for use in emergencies is as important as any green initiative out there. So when you're going through your dive prep checklist, make sure you know where the oxygen will flow. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
More cool gift ideas for the diver on your list are coming up next.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Thank you.
5 bowls of flushing? 4 roids of throbbing? 3 nose hairs waving? 2 children starving? One untouched wife.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Scuba Radio.
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, we really don't have enough time to go into that right now, so we'll just leave that lie. The goal of today's show is to put a smile on your face with song. And if we're not doing that, maybe we'll give you a few gift ideas for the diver on your list or for yourself, possibly. You know, you can sneak something in the stocking for yourself. Why not, right? Here's a couple books that I've come across over the last few weeks, or actually last couple months for this one. Titanic's Last Secrets with our buddies John Chatterton and Richie Kohler. The Further Adventures of the Shadow Divers. This is a great book, and we talked about this about a month ago or so. And it is obviously still out there at all the bookstores, but it's called Titanic's Last Secrets. If you're a diver, you will definitely appreciate the first 100 pages where they uncover some very cool information or new information about Titanic and how it went down through their diving adventures of the vessel with some submarines and things like that. Nice little cool diving, you know, references are made in that book to make it even more interesting to people who dive. And then another one I literally just received a couple weeks ago. This one's called Dive, The Ultimate Guide to the World's Top Dive Locations. And it's written by author Monty Halls. And I got to tell you, this thing is substantial. It has tons of pictures, which is always good for yours truly, but a lot of information about dive sites from around the world. Looks very well researched, very well, really nice presentation, and a nice little reference book that you might want to consider having in your dive library. So you'll know where to go in 2009 when you're booking all those dive trips you're planning to go on. Okay, well, it could be a wish list, but you got to start somewhere. Might as well have a book to steer you in the right direction. Once again, that's Dive, The Ultimate Guide to the World's Top Dive Locations by author Monty Halls. Monty Halls. Okay, you can look that up on the web. I believe the website is fireflybooks.com, and then you can just do a search on Monty Halls and find it that way. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. More gift-giving ideas, and I'm going to tell you where to go. Ooh, diving, okay?
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.